The cloud is a catchy way of referring to cyberspace and the tangle of remote servers that more and more organizations are using to store information. Kunio Mukuria is the Secretary General of the World Customs Organization, which is based in Brussels. It sets the rules and standards that enable border protection agencies to cooperate across international lines. Secretary General Mukuria is Japanese. I couldn't resist asking him how he refers to the newfangled cloud in his language.
Kumo. Kumo.
In Seattle this past week, he says his organization was focused almost exclusively on cloud computing.
And how we can use cloud computing to connect customs administrations all over the world. So therefore, this is at the evolutionary stage, but it is a very important concept because we are heading for globally networked customs.
The idea is to make it easier and faster for governments to process things like bills of lading for international trade and visas for travel, and to more efficiently stamp out threats from illegal trafficking and terrorism. But as you can imagine, making data on these matters safe in the cloud is no easy task, and it's not taken lightly, says Richard Spires, the chief information officer with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
We can't be so insular that we hurt ourselves, yet we also have to be diligent about putting the right kinds of protections in place. And we're constantly working to strike that right balance.
How can they know for sure that the users who are logging in to get sensitive information are who they appear to be? And how can they ensure that they're sharing high-level information only with the right organizations on the other end?
These are key security questions and issues that we are facing right now.
Private companies lined up at the conference eager to show the agencies in the WCO how they would help solve these problems. Chief among them, conference sponsor Microsoft, which is steadily shifting its focus from making software to providing services via cyberspace. Corporate Vice President Linda Zecker says the hardest part for the WCO will be setting the standards so that all the technology works properly as it crosses through countries at sometimes vastly different stages of development.
You know, we are looking for open and competitive standards, and whether it's us, whether it's Google, whether it's anybody else that's in this environment, I think the important thing is to make sure that our customers have choice, but our customers also have open standards for interoperability across a variety of different platforms.
She acknowledges there is a lot of money to be made on the government contracts enabling all of this. But the upside is that some of the poorer countries in the WCO will be able to leapfrog into a more advanced state of border protection as they take newer technology from the cloud. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News, Seattle.